Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Matt LaFleur, the Titans' new offensive coordinator, and he joins us now. Matt, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing just fine. How much have you been able to kind of get guys up to speed in this offseason, these workouts, with what you have in mind for your offense here with Tennessee?
Yeah, I think it's we're taking it day by day and incrementally implementing our system and just trying to get these guys a little bit better and a little bit more knowledgeable each and every day.
Well, what's the process been like for you in coming up with a plan to make the most of Marcus Mariota's skills?
I think, number one, it starts with his fundamentals. And I think when you look at quarterback play as a whole throughout the league, the good quarterbacks have really sound, crisp footwork. So that has been the emphasis for us.
How different is he, though, you know, from some of the other quarterbacks you've worked with just in the last, you know, few years here?
Yeah, he is different because he has a really unique skill set, and the fact that he's one of the fastest players on the field and one of the most athletic players on the field. So we definitely don't want to take that away from his game. That is one of the things that makes him really special as a player. Luckily for me, in my past, I worked with a guy like Robert Griffin during his rookie year, his first 2 years in the league. And so we implemented some stuff that, you know, was suited for his athletic ability, and we'll have to look for some of that stuff to do some of that stuff with Marcus as well.
How fun is it for you to have a chance to really put your own stamp on an offense and just see if the things that you have in mind are going to work?
Yeah, well, you know, that's why I took this job. I knew it was going to be a different challenge for me, and you know, I have a lot of belief in our system, and you know, I'm just looking forward to seeing what we can do on Sundays.
Well, Matt, we're talking about your system. What is actually your system?
Our system is predicated on really a marriage between the running game and the passing game. So we want to have plays that start off looking the same that are different. So you're going to see a lot of play action pass that is really playing off the exact runs that we have in a game plan.
Well, I know you guys, you had a lot of success with golf, having a breakout season. What was the significant change, I guess, in him having a breakout season?
Yeah, I think it's just a comfort factor for these guys. Number one, they got to know what you want them to do, and they can't be thinking when they're out there playing. So you're really, again, it gets back down to fundamentals and making sure that these guys are so ingrained in what they do that, again, it's second nature to them. And I also think that no quarterback in this league can do it on their own. And so we were able to add some pieces around him there, and it really helped him in his development.
Well, you see a lot of the quarterbacks this past draft get drafted really high. I guess, what, it was at five or so? I guess, what are some of the attributes you look in, you know, look for quarterbacks to have to make sure they have success in the National Football League?
Yeah, I always call them the two non-negotiables. So the first thing is they got to be fearless. They got to be able to stand in the pocket and understand that, hey, I might take a hit, but I'm going to deliver this ball down the field. And so I always look for guys, if they're flinching on tape when they're throwing, they're probably not for us. And then the other one is just having that ability to be a natural thrower. And it's much easier to see it than explain it, but it's just an effortless throwing motion. And, you know, luckily for us, I do think that Marcus possesses both of those qualities.
Have you liked moving here to Nashville compared to the traffic there in California?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. The one thing I love about Nashville is the people here have been so friendly, you know, much more personable here. You know, we lived out quite a ways from L.A., so the traffic really wasn't too bad of an issue, but I'll tell you what, this traffic, you don't want to sleep on this traffic. This traffic gets pretty heavy here.
Matt, no doubt. Will you be in Marcus's ear all the way to the offense, to him getting under center, the way, by most accounts, Sean McVay was with Jared Goff?
You know, that's always been a part of our offense from even back to when we were all together in Washington. That is an element of the offense. I think it got a little bit overblown last season, but certainly there will be times when we'll be with him up until the 15-second clock shuts off. But for the most part, I mean, it's really them owning what we're doing and knowing what to do and playing fast.
Were you guys amused because a lot of people felt like you were gaming the system?
Yeah, I don't even pay any attention to that stuff because that's just all noise to me. So, obviously we're going to try to do whatever we feel is in the best interest of our football team. And I think the results spoke for themselves last season.
What about how teams are more and more using concepts from college offenses to fit their quarterback skill set instead of maybe banging a square peg into a round hole?
Yeah, I think that's the mark of good coaches. I think you have to adapt to what your players can do, and we're always trying to evolve and grow the system and really enhance what our players do well so that they feel comfortable when they're out there and that they can go execute and have success.
How excited are you about the receiving abilities of your backs, Deion Lewis and even Derrick Henry, to maybe enhance the short passing game?
Well, I think anytime you have a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield, that presents another element that the defense has to, prepare for and stop. And many times it's a good matchup problem for us. So very excited about both of those guys. I think they both are natural ball catchers, extremely different runners. But, the one thing that I've been so impressed with is just the way that these guys come to work every day. They're here ready to and eager to work their tail off each and every day. And, don't sleep on Derrick Henry's speed now. That guy can run.
Speaking of Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur, you talked about Marcus's speed. How do you minimize the hits on him but also take advantage of his mobility and running ability?
That's the secret question that we're all trying to figure out. I think it's just about being smart in what you ask him to do. We're never going to put him in a position where we have an unblocked half for him. And if there is a time when a guy misses a block, it's just, continuing to emphasize to Marcus that his health is absolutely paramount in our success. So, sometimes there's going to be a time when you have to give yourself up. And it's extremely hard, and this is what I respect about him so much, is he's such a competitor. He wants to lay it all out on the line every play, but, at the same time, again, we just keep hitting on him every day. Is just, hey, man, your health is very, very important to our success.
What about, too, you have a relatively young receiving core, at least at the top. You get a receiver back from IR. What have you seen in them so far as far as Corey Davis and Taywan Taylor, among others, as far as them taking the next step from their rookie seasons?
Yeah, well, those are two guys that we studied hard coming out in the draft when I was in L.A. Was really excited about both of those guys. Really excited that Corey, I think he's going to be much more healthy this last year. He had an entire offseason where he couldn't do much of anything, and he's been out there grinding every day in phase two of our offseason program, and just again getting back to fundamentals, getting him to really trying to get him to open up that stride so guys don't, he's a big powerful guy, and when he's running full board at you better back up as a DB. And I think he's got some sneaky speed. And then Taywan is a guy that can certainly take the top off the coverage, and anytime that's paramount really to our success in this passing game with some of the three level throws that you're going to see from us, is we need a guy like that just to scare the crap out of the defense.
You're working again for a young head coach. What has stood out to you so far about Mike Vrabel?
Just his energy and passion. I'll tell you what, he comes to work every day, and that's part of the reason I took this job, is because it didn't take long for me to figure out, and just in the short time meeting with him, just what he's all about. And I think he's a great leader, and just really excited to be working with him.
Have your offensive lineman invited you to come to a hockey game with him and have beverages with a catfish?
Not yet, but I happen to be at that game.
Did that give you a lot of confidence in this offense?
Swell with pride?
Yeah, well, I didn't know how I felt about it, but the one thing I do love about those guys is they all stick together. So, you know, I know that they're all excited to be working together with each other, and I think that continuity amongst the offensive line is really pivotal to your success as an offense.
Are you a Red Wings guy, being from Michigan?
You know, I grew up a Red Wings fan, but I'm all on the Preds bandwagon, so I have fully converted.
That's a perfect answer. Matt, thanks so much for the time. We enjoyed visiting with you this morning.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. You have a great one.
Okay, you too. Thanks. Have a good day.